With soaring temperatures and skin cancer warnings, there's another heat wave in London. But essayist and native Floridian Diane Roberts is not impressed.
They sit there on the train, which has broken down in a tunnel, their clothes dark with perspiration, panting. One lady says, "It is a little warm this year, yes, but so good for the geraniums." They trudge down the shadeless, stone-flagged sidewalks, plastic bags melting in their hands, faces red as boiled tomatoes, sweat running down their legs. They greet their neighbors. "Yes, isn't it marvelous, the heat? We're off to Extremadura next week for our holidays." The British think they like heat. They think global warming has an upside. That's why they travel to Orlando in July and queue for 3 hours in the sun just for the privilege of getting the bejesus scared out of them on Space Mountain. Then they return to the UK with what they call a tan, and the rest of us call third-degree burns. Because their country is officially cold, the British pretend they cherish days when it's 90 degrees and as humid as Tallahassee ever thought of being, days which they pretend are as rare as the number 46 bus. They pretend they enjoy standing outside in the sticky, thick-as-custard air of a summer evening, cooking sausages and steaks on the barbecue while mosquitoes the size of microwave ovens feast on their peeling flesh. This is a lie and also insane. I've been spending summers in this country for 20 years. It's hot here a lot more than they let on, and getting hotter. In the 1980s, summers were balmy, bright, cool-breezed. That's when it wasn't raining. Now it hasn't rained in London for 3 weeks. The asphalt is reverting to a liquid state. If the British insist on having hot summers, then they're going to have to admit that they need air conditioners. Oh, a few big stores have AC and movie theaters and the British Library, which means that scholarship becomes suspiciously popular starting in June. But it's considered feeble to have an air conditioner in your house, even if it's 3 million degrees in there. No, the only people who'll admit they'll croak without an AC are foreigners. My friend the lawyer from Vidalia, Georgia, knows that heat is bad, and it took him exactly one killer summer in Brixton before he went out and bought a portable unit, made in Germany, and parked it proudly in his front room. Maybe the real story is that the British don't believe in indoor climate control of any stripe. In the winter, the British are most themselves. Their skin goes back to its normal state, and they stop walking around half naked. It's freezing outside. Of course, they often have the windows wide open, so it's freezing inside, too. Over-efficient central heating is, like air conditioning, associated with weakness, lack of moral fiber.
When she's not tanning herself in Britain, Diane Roberts swelters in the American South.